Hello, friends. Welcome back to another coaching episode on the podcast. Today, I sat down with Shan, who wanted to know a little bit about getting engagement in her Facebook group. Her Facebook group is on the newer side, so it's still a little smaller. And while it's growing and she's happy with it, sometimes a little quiet in there. You know, we've all been there with small groups at the beginning. It's really hard to get the engagement rolling. So we talked a little bit about how you actually get the engagement moving in the first place and how you build that up from the beginning so that you can start from the early stages in your group with really strong engagement. So hopefully this helps you, gives you some ideas if you are in that same stage with your Facebook group where it's newer, maybe it's a little smaller, it's a little quiet. That's okay. I'm going to help you fix that with this coaching episode. So let's get into it. This is Simple Facebook Group Strategy with me, Sarah Beisel. Do you want to know how to set up and optimize your Facebook group? Do you need a content strategy you can actually stick to? Are you wondering how to get new members into your group every single week? Then you, my friend, are in the right place. Over the last 3 years, I've developed simple strategies for optimization, growth, and engagement so you can create a Facebook group that actually supports your business. I grew my group from 0 to 1,500 members on my own, and I make consistent sales every single month without showing up anywhere else on social media. And I did all of this in less than 30 minutes per day. I believe that when we pour into our community strategically, we pave the way for the kind of relationships that turn into paying customers. So if you're ready to start your Facebook group, create an engagement strategy, and develop a growth plan so you can finally have the foundations to market your business successfully, grab a coffee and pull up a chair. Let's do this. You're invited to join me inside Facebook Group Foundations. This is a 6-week course to teach you how to create an engaged Facebook group. You'll learn how to start and optimize your group, grow your community, and build relationships with your members. Go right now to sarahbeisel.com/Facebook Group Foundations. That's sarahbeisel.com/Facebook Group Foundations. Can't wait to see you there. Well, hi, Shan. I'm so excited to have you on the call to do this. To do your call because you won it. I'm so excited. So great. Yes. Thanks for participating. I'm so happy that you're here. So
awesome.
Yeah. So you had said your question was about engagement in your group, some kind of engagement ideas and strategies. So can you just start by giving us a little, or giving me as well, like a little bit of context into what your group is about, who it's for, and then we can dive into some of these engagement things after.
Yeah. So I had this random group. It was a heart and mind reset group. And I created it last fall. And it was just a group that I popped in and I did a daily prayer and just got your mind right, your heart right for whatever you had going on that day. And I didn't even really invite a lot of people to it, just like a handful. So I think it had like 36 or something in it.
Yeah.
And then once I was in this podcast coaching program and a Facebook group was recommended, I was like, I'm just going to switch this one over. Yeah. So I just changed the title and then I switched it over. And I, for like probably a week or two, I was like just talking about it on my podcast and let's see if people naturally come in. That wasn't happening. So then I just started inviting friends and just like my Facebook friends, just moms, because it's for moms. So I started inviting moms and they accepted. So I slowly have people coming in. Today, I was happy to see people organically coming in. So I had a few more just join me today. So that was nice. But and so when I'm switching it over, I'm trying to do all the things, but I don't know, first off, that everyone wants to be there and then, or if like, you know, they're really into it, into the topic at hand.
Yeah.
And so then how to get them talking about what they want to talk about. Cause really it's just general encouragement for moms. So,
yeah. Because I was looking, so your group and your podcast are about holistic related things. And so is that into, and I know that holistic is a very like all-encompassing term. Is it specifically, are you looking at all areas of life? Or are you looking specifically at like nutrition and wellness, or also other things in the home? Like, just what does that sense look like for these moms and for you? Like, what does that mean for you?
I used to use the term whole body wellness, but even people hearing that, they would just immediately think health and nutrition and fitness and working out. And it's not just that. I holistically, big spiritual component is what I really focus on, but then also emotional, mental. And so I want moms to know, like, just because you can't get a workout in, you can't don't abandon all of your wellness. Like, here's a hack that you can get a little like reading time in, and that helps your emotional and mental and spiritual wellness. You can do this little hack, this little short little thing to really help you here. And just like helping them see that we don't just put everything of our us on hold while we're moms.
Yeah, that's lovely. I love that. Perfect. Okay, thank you. That's helpful to clarify. I thought that that was the direction of the content, but I just wanted to make sure before we dove into our conversation. So, in terms of engagement, what kind of things, like, what does your group look like right now in terms of what kind of content are you putting in there? And are you getting any interactions at all, or is it like completely nothing? Like, where are you at with all of that?
Well, like I said, it's pretty recent that I made the switch in, I guess, December, about a month in, and started like inviting people, and I created my three like talking point. So I have a Testimony Tuesday. No, what do I have? I think Testimony Tuesday. Now I'm trying to remember. Wellness Wednesday, Tip Thursday, and Silly Saturday. And so I have these, talking points. They're not, I feel like I had one that got any kind of engagement. And then I have a welcome like message and gift and giveaway. And I'm like, guys, this is free. And all you have to do is introduce yourself. And that seems to be too much because no one's doing it. So I'm tagging them. Like, once they join the group, I'm tagging them in the message. And just because they aren't answering questions, the membership questions. So I'm like, okay, I need to know something about you. And so I tried that. And then I have yet to give a free gift away.
So one thing I will say, because your group is still small and it's okay that there's not a ton of engagement yet, because it does take some time to build. So I just want you to be encouraged that it's okay that like you are where you are and that's okay. Like there's nothing disastrously wrong is the first thing. And the second thing I want to say, like I still have a lot of people that don't introduce themselves, even with a much larger group. People don't like to do that, and I don't know why. I've been trying to figure that out too, but it's so you're definitely not alone. I think out of my group, I will my welcome posts will welcome maybe, what do I do, about once a week now, isn't it? And I have somewhere between, like 50 and 100 each week, like new people coming into the group. And I will still sometimes only get one person that says hello out of that, like makes an actual introduction post. Like I could get lots of interaction in other ways, but not everybody wants to do that in that introduction post for whatever reason. So it's okay if they're not wanting to do that. Let's strategize some other ways that we can try and get that information. Because as you're saying, you want to know who your people are. You want to know who these people are coming into the group. So something that I think could benefit you is because what you really want to do with your group is get the conversations flowing and going, right? And that's where it's different slightly from like the podcast content that you have, right? Where you're very much there to, encourage and to inspire, to give information, to give some tips, right? And so it's a lot of you pouring into people in your podcast, right? Whereas the Facebook group, a lot of the times, like, yes, you're still going to have that value content in there, but a lot of the times you really want to sit back and let the group kind of take center stage. And so the focus for me that I love in my Facebook group is questions. And so that's something that I think would be really interesting for you to try out and see if that helps try to tease some of that information out of people in a way that, so if they're not wanting to do that introduction post, that's fine. Let's just keep doing that, keep doing what you're doing, and let's just set it aside and let's see what goes on with it. Let's get questions in that group. And so it could be things that are similar to those prompt posts that you've got going, but I like to have a kind of structure of questions that I create. I have like different question topics so that I just
choose, okay, on Mondays, I want to have market research based questions. So every Monday, I will ask a question in my group that's some type of market research question. Okay. So maybe for you, that's going to help get some of that information out and just to learn more about who that person is that's joining your group. So yes, I know a lot of the people are your friends, so you maybe do know them a little bit better, but get them to give you their words, right? Like that's the market research, right? How do they describe themselves? What are they struggling with? What do they want from their motherhood? Like, ask them some of those questions, because people are much more likely to answer a question than to just make a post telling you information, right? So give them those prompts to tease it out. You could also ask questions about each of the different types of wellness that you focus on. So maybe you could have some questions about, you know, health, or about their nutrition, about their exercise routines, about their spiritual health, and see if they can start giving you some answers to questions. Because really what you want in your Facebook group is to have conversations with people, right? You want them to start answering things so that you can follow up, that you can build those relationships. And the quickest way to do that is going to be with questions. The value content, you're going to layer that on top of these questions. You're going to have your podcast promotions. Go check out this episode where we're talking about XYZ, or you're going to have, maybe you want to do live events in your group at one point, right? You're maybe going to have, hey, this month, we're going to be talking about this in the group. Come along and ask your questions about whatever topic. All of that's going to be like your top layers in the group, but you want that foundation to be conversations. And the quickest way to get to know someone is just ask questions. And over time, they're just going to start giving you all the things. Now, it could be lighthearted things as well. I know a lot of mom groups have like lighthearted questions, you know, like share a piece of artwork your kid did lately, or like what's something silly your kiddo did this week. Like, tell me some of those things, just to get to conversations that are a little lighthearted, so that if they're not quite ready to open up about like their deepest, like, oh my gosh, motherhood is so hard, I'm really struggling with this, because they're not quite ready to be vulnerable, they might answer something that's a little more lighthearted, like, oh yeah, here's something silly my kid got up to this week. And it just gets that conversation going, right? It gets them used to talking, and it becomes a much more like comfortable environment, so that when you ask those more vulnerable questions, they're like, oh yeah, I've had a chat with you, I've had a conversation, I feel more comfortable telling you this. So have you tried things like that in your group? Is that something that would be fun for you to try?
Well, so the only thing that has gotten engagement is Silly Saturday, so funny that you said that. And then I actually, weirdly enough, just asked a question yesterday, and it is my first post to get engagement. I am like, I don't know, 10 comments. I'm like, yes. But it was a simple question. It was, what triggers you? And I'm actually having an author on the podcast tomorrow. Well, I'm interviewing her tomorrow, so it'll be aired in a few weeks. She wrote a book called Triggers. And so that's why that thought was in my head. I was like, I just need to ask what triggers them. That is market research completely. Yeah. And that's so good. Got the most engagement so far.
Yeah, simple is always better, because if you think about it, right, a lot of the times when I'm interacting like outside of my focus business time, I'm just scrolling on my phone. Like, I've got 5 minutes after dinner before I got to start cleaning up. I'm just like, oh, you know, let's have a little brain break. I'm not in a position where I want to, you know, brain dump an entire, like my entire life story. I'm much more likely to answer something very simple. So the simpler the questions, sometimes the better. You can ask deep, vulnerable questions, but you want to ask it in a way that is easy for people to answer. I think that's sometimes something we do wrong. A lot of times, I'll say like, you're necessarily doing this wrong, but just like us in general, we want to get these really complicated answers, in terms of we want to know all the things all at once. We want to like speed up this relationship process, and we want to go from A to Z all at once, right? But sometimes like that simple question where the answer is like one or two words, or it's just, you know, something that's very easy for people to answer, is going to get the best response, because it's quick. It takes them less than, like, I always aim for a question that's going to take less than 30 seconds for my person to answer, less than 10 seconds, really. But sometimes I ask those longer, more complicated questions that will have a little bit of a longer response, because the easier you can make it for them, the more likely they're going to do it. And then as you get those answers, and you're figuring out what your person is interested in, what kinds of content they're enjoying more, what kind of topics are they maybe focused in on, then you can start creating some more of those value posts that are, you know, more in depth about specific topics, or that gives you podcast episode ideas, right? And then you can reshare that kind of stuff. Yeah. And those posts are always going to have less visible engagement, because a lot of times people might just read it, but they're not necessarily going to comment. They're not always going to like, but they'll still read them. You just don't see that engagement, which is always very frustrating, because it's not, you know, it's not in the analytics, because nobody liked it, nobody commented it, but they saw it. So it's that will happen a lot as well with those longer posts versus the questions, which is why it feels like there's less engagement sometimes. If you're doing a lot of those longer posts, people don't always visibly interact, but they maybe are seeing it as well. So that's just something to keep in mind. Sometimes there's just a lot of silent observers, which is frustrating when you're looking for those numbers to just know that what you're doing is working. But be assured that in those posts, people maybe are looking, they're just not necessarily responding because maybe they just don't know. They just don't know what to say, or they don't have a way to share that's that they think is valuable, right?
And then I had this question where I have this big group that I'm a part of, large group, and so many of my people are in there. Like I just see their comments. I'm like, oh, how do you get someone from another group to join yours without me being weird?
Well, so if the groups allow promotion days or promotion threads, then always, you could drop your podcast, but always drop your group in there as well. I like my preference actually is to drop my group over my podcast because I find that it's maybe this is just my experience, but I find more people will go to my podcast from my group than the other way around. I'm not sure why that is. Maybe that's just my experience, but if you want to focus on growing the group, then drop links to the group where you're allowed. The other way that you really want to be thinking about this is it's through the conversations that you have, right? So if people are you're seeing this content, can you leave a helpful comment? Can you just continue that conversation and ask them questions within the comments of you're having this conversation? And then a lot of it is just going to be intuition where it feels natural, but like I'm actually talking about that in my group. Maybe I'm going to do a live on that. Would you want to come into my group and you can ask some questions there? Or we actually just had a post about this last week in this group. Like, do you want to come along and talk about it? I think that'd be really interesting. So a lot of it is just going to be through the conversations that you have in other groups is the best way to invite people. I find sometimes direct posts don't always work because people are, people are busy, people are looking at things. There's rules in the group that you have to obviously abide by and make sure that you're not, breaking any promotional rules. So a lot of the times I find the best way to do that is just through having a conversation with people in the comments, whether it's on your post, whether it's on a different post. So I would start there, just looking for those kinds of opportunities to do it through conversation. And when it feels natural, just invite people to your group. And it's helpful when there's something that's happening in your group to invite people to, like, oh, I've got an event, or I, we're having, we're doing this challenge, or we're talking about this week. So those kinds of things, just so keep that in mind as well. But yeah, that's probably the best way. It's like I have a whole strategy that I teach, but it would take more than like 2 minutes to answer. So I obviously don't have the time to go into every single depth in every single step, but that's a really good starting place is to just keep an eye out for those opportunities.
Because I want to get more people in there for my live launch. So I'm like, I see you, and I know you would have get value from my group, but how do I get you in? People that I don't know.
I know. It can feel tricky. It's like just using your follow-up responses to try and steer the conversation in that kind of direction. And then if you're allowed to promote in the comments like that, just say, hey, I think you'd love my group. Do you want to, are you interested in checking it out? And a lot of times people will say, yep, I'll do it, because a group is a very low pressure thing to go check out. It's not like you're asking someone to hop on a call or anything like that, right? So a lot of times people will be very willing to go check out a Facebook group if they're already in another Facebook group. So it should be fairly easy. Just have to keep an eye out for the right opportunities and then be brave.
Awesome.
Amazing. Well, I'm so glad that we were able to get this call. I hope that's given you some ideas for some tips and tricks to try, and let me know how it goes. If things are going well, then great. I'd love to hear. And if they're still not working, let me know. We can try and do some more brainstorming because I think that would be more than happy to help you out with that as well.
Yes, thank you. This has been really helpful. All your tips and tricks on Facebook have been amazing. So I
I'm
love
so
it. Your
glad. I'm so
podcast,
glad to hear
your
that.
emails, everything.
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy to hear that. That makes me so happy. Hey friend, if you loved today's episode, I want to hear about it. Let's continue the discussion in my free Facebook group. Go to sarahbeisel.com/community and tell me what you thought. I would also love it if you took 30 seconds to leave me a review. Reviews help other people just like you find the show so they can create thriving Facebook groups too. It's time for me to reheat my coffee and head inside my group. I'll see you there or back here for the next episode.